I have fallen in love with a girl in a photo. She's kissing a boy who I swear I once knew. The picture is faded and the image is distant, but I think that this girl must be you. Her hair is reflecting the afternoon sunlight. She's thrown back her head and she's laughing with him. He's standing alongside as he catches her fall, but they're both leaning out on a limb. I'd love to find those two people and ask them, how do you hold such a delicate dove? And what do you use when you lose the excitement, and how do you hold on to love? Falling in love with a cupboard of spices, reflecting the colors and flavors of us. All of the bottles and the boxes and labels, all the directions and fuss. A teaspoon of anger, a cup of confusion, a pinch of denial and one paradox. Carefully measuring emotions for so long, all dried out and kept in a box. I'd love to ask all spices and powders, just when does your potency fail? And if we keep something long enough up on that shelf, will it always be bound to grow stale? Falling in love with a closet of clothing, your blouses and dresses, your robe and your shoes. The cats like to sleep on the shelf with the blankets, but I prefer sleeping with you. And all of this time we've been hanging together, our fibers and threads touching days after days. Sometimes so soft I could never remove you, other times rubbing wrong ways. I'd like to know how those clothes in the closet survive all the wrinkles, the rips and the stains. And what do we do when our sizes are changing, and how do we grow with the gains? Falling in love with some girl in a photo, how can I hold such a delicate dove? And what can we do to recapture excitement, and how